Watch, South Africa's Ramaphosa praises Zimbabwe's murderous land reform, displacement of white farmers. By Joel B. Polak on September 4, 2025. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa delivered a speech on August 29 in which he praised Zimbabwe's bloody policy of land reform, which targeted white farmers for murder, displaced 1 million black farm workers, and led to a famine that starved millions more. Ramaphosa, who has denied claims of a genocide of white farmers in South Africa, made his remarks at the opening of the Zimbabwe Agricultural Show. The remarks were subsequently published on the website of the South African presidency, and on YouTube. On independence in 1980, the new democratic government of Zimbabwe had to take on the momentous task of dismantling colonial-era patterns of land ownership. Most of the country's commercially productive land and large-scale commercial farms were owned by whites. The black majority was confined to communal lands and all but completely excluded from commercial farming. This mirrored our own experience in South Africa. It was therefore essential, for both historical redress and food security, development and economic growth, that the government embarked on ambitious reforms to facilitate the entry of black Zimbabweans into productive agriculture, including support to small-scale farmers. Ramaphosa's potted history attempts to sanitize one of the most atrocious racial injustices of the modern era. Then Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe embarked on so-called land reforms, not to redress racial imbalances of land ownership, but to shore up his political power after losing a constitutional referendum to expand his executive authority. Mugabe sent war veterans, purported former guerrilla fighters who had served in his militia in its struggle against white rule, to intimidate and kill white farmers and black farm workers. Thousands of farms were seized, but few were redistributed to black farmers. Many ended up in the hands of cronies from Mugabe's ruling party, the Zimbabwe African National Union, Patriotic Front, ZANU-PF. The ruling party used land reform to begin a campaign of political repression, aimed at trade unions and the media, with torture personally supervised by ZANU-PF loyalists such as Chengerai Hitler Hunsby. The few farms that were operated by black farmers, mostly former farm workers, failed quickly. White farmers fled the country, often finding refuge in other African countries, such as Zambia and Nigeria. As a result, commercial agriculture collapsed. Zimbabwe, which had previously exported food to the global market, was forced to import food, and the government soon ran out of foreign currency to purchase imports. The government began printing money, leading to hyperinflation. Meanwhile, food shortages led to a famine that affected 7 million of Zimbabwe's 12 million people. 1 million farm workers were also displaced. In recent years, the Zimbabwean government has admitted fault and, in a gesture at reconciliation and to improve relations with the West, it has actually begun to compensate white farmers for their tragic losses. That is the essential and ambitious land reform that Ramaphosa chose to celebrate in Zimbabwe, one that many South Africans fear will happen in their own country, even as Ramaphosa denies it to the world. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Zionist Conspiracy Wants You, now available on Amazon. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.